to Israel, where the stage has been set for a political deal that could end Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year grip on power. After an inconclusive election result in March, one of his rivals has secured right-wing support to form a coalition government, which could mean Israel will soon have a new leader. The ultra-nationalist leader, Naftali Bennett, says his party will join talks to form a governing coalition with the centrist party leader, Yair Lapid, saying it's time for a change and it'll work with all his might to form a new government to end Netanyahu's 12-year reign.
At this decisive moment, we must take responsibility. So today I'm announcing that I intend to work with all my might to form a national unity government with my friend Yair Lapid, so that, God willing, together we can save the country from a tailspin and return Israel to its course.
Mr. Netanyahu has reacted swiftly, accusing Mr. Bennett of misleading the public and committing the fraud of the century.
I heard Naftali Bennett. Unfortunately, he is again misleading the public. Same lies, same empty slogans on hate and division from someone who helps hatred and division. And also someone who was perpetrating, I must say, the fraud of the century.
Trying to keep up with it all is Aaron Shapiro, senior policy analyst with the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, who joins us now from Melbourne. Aaron, some calling this a momentous event, but we have been here before. How do you see it?
Well, I don't think we have been here before. This is momentous, although it's not a done deal yet. We are closer to seeing Netanyahu removed as prime minister than we have since he was elected in 2009, 2008. It's been a while.
It has been a while indeed. Why is it happening now? Has Netanyahu effectively run out of options? Has he alienated too many other potential political partners?
Well, he did get a lot of enemies on the right, more than, you know, he'll have a lot of regrets about this. But the point is that the country was stuck in the cycle of elections that, you know, Naftali Bennett came, and he didn't campaign on right-wing issues at all. He just said, I'm not going to allow a fifth election. And true to his word, he is working the best he can to prevent that from happening.
Because we should remind people, as you just pointed out, there's been four elections in 2 years, and no doubt the public is a bit over it, and they just want to see a government. What do you think of that description from Naftali Bennett? Is the country in a tailspin?
Well, I think that what they're seeing is because of the paralysis at the top, even though the other parts of the country are functioning well, you need you're coming out of a big crisis of the COVID crisis. You also have, we've seen all the tension and the fighting, the Hamas starting a war, and the sectarian violence that was sparked a lot by Hamas and instigated by them. And we're coming out of that, and what they really want is national cohesion. And I think with that sectarian violence especially, there was a backlash in a good way that said we really have to work together and help each other out to really get a national government going in a positive direction.
Some believe the recent Gaza conflict saved Netanyahu from a similar fate a little earlier, but he's again trying to frame this all around security questions, saying, you know, who will look after Israel's interests when it comes to dealing with Iran or Gaza? Mr. Lapid has until, I think, Wednesday to announce a firm deal. Some will say we shouldn't write Netanyahu off yet. Could it still all fall apart?
Well, absolutely it could fall apart. You know, the Yair Lapid coalition that he's cobbling together is the most complex that's ever been done in Israeli politics before. As you've said, it brings in right-wing, left-wing, centrist, everybody in about eight different parties to try and come together for a coalition. It's never really been done before, and it will be very fragile, even if it does happen. So there are all sorts of ways this could go wrong, even between now and then. But even if by Wednesday, there are other possibilities that could happen. But I think if the government does come together, the most likely event would be another election. But right now, it's on track to come together. A lot of people have committed their political futures to it.
You know, I think the line was everyone must compromise for this to work. That's probably an understatement. It'd be a power-sharing agreement. Mr. Bennett would replace Netanyahu as prime minister for 2 years, and Lapid would take over for the remainder of the term, which is unusual and was suggested before but never quite came to pass with Netanyahu involved. Ultra-nationalist leader Bennett as Prime Minister, what would a new government look like? What would be different?
Well, he's already committed, as all parts of this potential government have committed, to keep ideology out of it. Bennett is ideologically right-wing, and there's no question about that. He's built his career attacking Netanyahu on the right, but he's also a pragmatist, and he is ready to make a lot of sacrifices to make sure that this government works. He's putting his political future and those of his party members in it, and he wants to make a government that's moving the country forward, and they will put aside all the controversial things. They'll just put it aside and not deal with them. And, you know, and maybe that's what's needed right now.
What about the corruption charges Netanyahu's been facing? Where does that stand right now?
Well, again, Netanyahu is in a predicament because the president is about to be changed. Ruvi Rivlin is the only, the president is in a position to pardon anyone. But Isaac Herzog is the likely winner of the presidential race, and he is not likely to consider pardoning Netanyahu. And besides that, his case is going to move forward, and there's nobody to save him.
All right, so we'll have an interesting couple of days ahead. Let's see whether Wednesday does turn out to be D-Day for Benjamin Netanyahu. It sounds like he's not going quietly.
Well, you know, he's always been a fighter, and, you know, even his deepest critics say that he knows how to politically survive, but this may be the one time that the magician doesn't have a rabbit to pull out of his hat.
Aaron, we'll stay in touch as ever. Thanks very much. Aaron Shapiro, Senior Policy Analyst with the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, speaking from Melbourne but watching with interest the latest events. After four elections in a couple of years, could we see a new unity government in Israel, and might that lead to a fifth election?